Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
A CRN original.
And now, The Lounge with Mike Horn.
Welcome, welcome. We are in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the Sultan, the man we call Sultan, the all-pro defensive end, the acting superstar legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome to our show. There's a lots of stuff going on.
Lots of stuff going
here
on
today, and we want to at least break into some of it here. There's a couple of reports, the Todd McNair case versus the NC2A, which was the Reggie Bush era at USC when he was taking money from outside agents, and the running backs coach Todd McNair at the time was supposedly knew all about it, and anyway, he gets wrapped up in all of this stuff. Reggie leaves with his millions to the NFL, and the school is tainted with sanctions, and the school is burdened terribly with an awful lot of penalties that drug on for 3 and 4 years.
Wow!
And so now you've got this case. For 5.5 days, Todd McNair waited, in the courthouse to find out what his lawsuit was going to bear, and it came back zero.
Zero?
Yeah. He's lost his job. He's no longer coaching, and he's got some issues there where a lot of the football people in college and pro football, maybe pro football will hire him.
Right.
But certainly the NC2AA. Once you sue a school and the NC2A, you're
marked.
Your persona not got up, actually.
Exactly. You're a marked person.
But it's a shame. So he's got a unfortunate situation there. And that whole deal, it was my contention that Pete Carroll knew everything that was going on.
He
was
I
head
think
coach.
So, too. I
he
really
was
do.
Head coach. He knew everything that was going on about Reggie, his family taking money. And there was a moment there I understood that Reggie said, well, I never knew what was going on. Well, when he drove back to San Diego, his parents were in a different house. Was that a tip-off for him or not?
Your thoughts on that, get in touch with us. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Always email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our program, Mr. Fred Dreyer. You're right about that. And again, I don't think USC's football program has ever really recovered from that whole Reggie Bush thing. It's still messed up.
Yeah, I agree. There was a stigma there put on the school. Yep. And you know, I mean, you can get as paranoid about this as you want. But from my standpoint, I live in this town, and I watch USC football a lot.
We broadcast from Hollywood, California, nationally here.
So I watch the two schools, and I also keep an eye on the NC2A. I don't like the NC2A.
You don't?
I don't like them. No, I don't.
Why aren't you?
I just think that, there's cases like this.
You know?
Here's a guy that's damaged, and the NC2A is just looking to cover their ass, you know. And I think the guy has a gripe. I think he was wronged, and he didn't give anybody any money. You know, all of the emphasis that was put on the Reggie Bush scandal, and it was a scandal, the lying that went on, could have been corrected. This could have corrected, and he could have saved McNair for, you know, the embarrassment and the public ridicule. With the NC2A, certainly, you if all Reggie would have had to do is give back $300,000, I believe that was the number. I might be wrong about that, but it was a large sum of money that this agent in San Diego forwarded to Reggie's parents and to Reggie. And so all he had to do, he said, "Hey, give me my money back, and I'll just shut my mouth and go about my business." And he says, "No, I'm not going to give you that money."
Yep.
This guy, how much money did Reggie Bush make?
Yeah, exactly.
He's got two loaves of bread under each arm, and he's skipping down the road happy. And his parents have a new house. And the assistant coach, the running back coach at USC, now is stuck in a really pimpy lawsuit with the NC2A.
Yeah. And I agree with you. NC2A, it looks at these things kind of stupidly sometimes. I was talking to a guy, in fact, Mike Gary on our staff, thinks that the college players should receive compensation for their playing. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. This is an example when the greed gets going there at the end in the Reggie Bush style. It's like, I'm going to get as many loaves of bread as I can get under my arms so I can go down. And here's this poor coach making whatever coach's salaries are in college. It can't be that much. And he's getting nailed on this whole thing.
Yeah, well, I do agree that the there should be some sort of money coming back to players.
You do think that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Now I do. I
mean, based on the current situation.
Look, when I was in college and you know anything in between, you know, it was I was at school at San Diego State on a grant and aid. You know, the state of California says in order for us to give you this scholarship, this football scholarship, and pay for your books and all this other stuff, you have to provide the state with services in the guise of work. So I went to school in the nurses department in the health care center at San Diego State. You know, and other guys got jobs through the state, through
paying
the school,
back, though, as you were working
through the school, yeah. that told the state, yeah, we're putting him to work, so he is in fact showing up for work, and he is doing which we did, you know, but and then you'd stay over in summer school, you'd stay down there and work on campus doing something, construction or something, whatever it might be.
So that's what you did.
But you earned was a grant and aid. You know, it was different types of scholarships.
You were paying back.
The business model was different than it was certainly USC.
But now they're making a lot of money off all these players and stuff like that. A lot of money coming into the schools and everywhere,
except to
the players.
Well, look at the Ohio State thing a couple of years ago where the kids, you know, they for some ticket exchanges and some ticket exchanges for the season, you know, the players were given tattoos free. Yeah. So what does it all come down to? It's picky. It's a business association. You know, you hire 18-year-old kids to come on campus. Here's what it is. It's a contract. If you want to get kids to stay in school, pay them.
Yeah.
If you want, you know, I mean, look, a kid will come out, he's 18 years of age, he has the right to go out and earn a job. And if pro football will hire him, he has a right to go there.
Right.
But you can get him out of high school and just say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay you while you're here, and here's how much it costs. If you stay 4 years, we'll give you more money. If you stay 3 years, you get so much. 2 years, you get so much. And pro football should work with the NCAA and say, we're not taking any players after one and done. All that basketball stuff, they got to get rid of that. I really believe they have to get rid of that because, when the Lakers had their spring workouts here last year, they interviewed what was his name? Josh. Where was he from? He's from Villanova. So they interviewed this player. I forgot his last name. They interviewed this player, and he had played 4 years. And Alonzo Ball had played one, who was the second player picked in the draft.
Right.
So they asked – the reporter was talking to Josh and said – he said, gee, well, how you seem to be adjusting to the pro basketball environment pretty well. He says, well, I stayed 4 years in school.
He was adjusted.
And he said, he says, take Alonzo, for instance. He's got a huge learning curve coming. You know, you're not going to get the best out of him for another 3 or 4 years.
Right.
You know, and if he gets hurt, you know, and he's been hurt a couple of times. He's missed 30 games or something. That makes all the difference in the world to someone's career. You say, well, if I stay in school, I'm going to lose a lot of money if I don't go now. Yeah, but when you get there, you won't
be the player you could be.
You really won't be worth a damn.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
All right, that's things to talk about. You know, one positive note here is J.J. Watt. This guy seems to be a one-man gang here in the school shooting in Santa Fe, the Santa Fe High School. Outside of Houston, the Texans, J.J. Watt announced his intentions to personally cover the funeral costs for 10 victims of the shooting. He had also got a reputation for generosity. He was an activist in the Houston community and the brains behind the J.J. Watt Foundation. They raised money for a number of different causes. He came to the hurricane defense. I mean, this guy has really, through his foundation, after the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, he flew students from the school out to Texas, spent the day with them in the Hurricane Harvey problem. He helped raise $37 million to help locals affected by the storm. This is the guy that gives back to his community. You got to take hats off to this.
It's real leadership, and he's a special person. And
really?
there's a lot of people, in that league, in the National Football League, in sports. Professional sports and college sports that feel the same way. But it's great to step out and take your time and your money and to set forth and bring people together like that, especially in a tragedy such as the storm, a flood, and certainly these shootings.
Yeah, so our hat's off today. An award here from the Sports Lounge to J.J. Watt to all the good things that he does, and I
Indeed.
Hope other people will follow suit on that thing. You're in tune with the Sports Lounge. Follow Fred. He is on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com, and check out his new website, freddreyer.co. It's got his movie Highway 395 and a lot more on it. freddreyer.co.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the football legend, the acting legend, and the Johnny Manziel viewer of great things. So Johnny Manziel, back in the news, Fred. He has found a new football job. He's with the Canadian Football League.
Is he deflating footballs up there?
He is. He's signed up with the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't your old buddy Vince Ferragamo play in Canada for a while?
Yeah, he was up in Montreal.
He was in Montreal. Yeah. Well, Johnny Manziel is signing up at the CFL, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And he said, I believe this is the best opportunity for me moving forward. And I'm eager for what the future holds.
The only opportunity.
So he's not the best. It's the only opportunity.
Look, this guy, you know, how do you you know the frustration it is for people. Look, everybody, we wish everybody the best.
Yes, we do.
I don't know Johnny, and I don't know his parents. I don't know anybody associated with him or the Tiger Cats or the Cleveland Browns. But people were yelling, literally driving by, pulling their cars over, yelling at the Browns not to draft this kid. And there was a lot of people just said, drunk, alcoholic, irresponsible, immature, big question mark, don't draft him. So what did the Cleveland Browns
They drafted him.
So they when he shows up for the OTAs, you know, his first day there, he was late and he was drunk. He's hungover from the night before. So anyway, here he is now trying to apologize, and you know, okay, we accept your apology, but it's too late. The train's left. You're going to have to do something, and I guess this doing something is joining the Canadian Football League.
Yeah, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and he was, as you mentioned, signed by the Cleveland Browns back in. He was released in March of 16, and he was there for 2 years. And you know, those Browns, they've won what, one game in the last 2 years now?
Yeah.
Since then, and so if he
could. 1-32 or something.
1-32, something like that.
1-31.
So here's the best part of this whole story. So Johnny, you say he came to camp drunk. So he's now signed with the Canadian Football League, Hamilton Tiger Cats. And he was, just before the announcement came out, he was celebrating at Mastro Steakhouse in Beverly Hills.
But to be fair, nobody knows. You know, you can go to a restaurant and get something to eat, can't you?
Yes, that's true.
Well, I mean, was anybody in there saying, yeah, he slugged down a quart of Brew 102?
Nobody said. He was celebrating at one of the hot spots in Los Angeles, Mastro Steakhouse in Beverly Hills.
And I see you're sliding down to Marco Rubio defending Colin Kaepernick. Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah, and I want to talk a little more about that in a second. So maybe in our next segment we can talk somewhat about that because there's a story that's going on. I want to get your thing. I do want to talk to you there's some stories out here. You know, Tom Brady has moved his career right along, and Aaron Rodgers says now that he is starting to sound like Tom Brady. He wants to play football maybe into his 40s. He's heading into his 14th season
of the NFL. If you're
making
$28 million a year, wouldn't you want to play as long as you could?
Yes, I could.
Yeah.
Yes, I would. They say he doesn't like he wants to stop. Now, Brett Favre was there forever. Now Aaron Rodgers is there. Those guys, Green Bay, they play for a while. They come to play.
Read further. And you'll see Brett Favre confessing how much dope he's been
on. What was that about? It was like Favre has said that
since 1995 he was in rehab.
He had a Vicodin addiction.
He was in Kansas City in a rehab in 1995.
Wow. This is something else. He said that he revealed this last week that he once took 14 Vicodin at one time and ended up in rehab three times during his NFL career. In 1995, when he was with the Packers, he said he was taking large doses of Vicodin daily to keep him wired. He was the NFL MVP that year.
Yeah, must work.
Told the sports, and I don't know, not in the long run. Sports Illustrated, he said his first thought in the morning was to get more pills. He said, I took 14 Vicodin. Yes, one time I was getting an hour or two of sleep many nights, maybe 30 minutes of quality sleep. I was the MVP on a pain pill buzz. So he says, the crazy thing was, he says, I'm not a night owl. Without pills, I'd fall asleep at 9:30, but with the pills, I couldn't get much done. So I just figured this is awesome. This is
Brett Favre.
This is terrible. This news. Brett Favre used to be my role model. Now I've got to kind of rethink this all about. He spent 72 days in a Kansas City rehab. He did there 72 days in May of 1966. He said at a news conference that year, he became addicted to painkillers because of numerous surgeries. And he says it wasn't until after he suffered a seizure in the hospital that he asked the NFL for help. I guess that would do it to me. You suffer a seizure, you're going to ask somebody for help.
You got to stay away from that dope, boys. You just got to stay away.
Not worth it, huh?
No.
So in that case, it's not worth it to get $28 million every single year. You got to sometimes think, is it Vicodin, my health, or the money? You got to go with your health in the long run.
Well, maybe some money too.
Well,
he's young. He can put up with a little bit of delirium.
He could have gone on the broadcast booth. You did that for a year, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, you can afford that's delirium. You can speed down the street and do everything you want to do for a little while, and then when you get caught, you got to cough it up.
Back here in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You're going to get into this Marco Rubio genius comment.
We're going to get there, but I want to start because there was in the USA Sports last week, there was a guy, a columnist there, Jarrett Bell, said the NFL must stand against any anti-kneeling policy. And he says, memo to the NFL owners, forcing players to stand for the national anthem would be a huge mistake. And he goes on and on talking about this. One of the things he says in here, in his article, he says, Kaepernick, a quarterback in his prime, can't land a job in a league with a fair share of sorry passers. First off, this guy, Kaepernick, was a terrible quarterback. He had like one halfway decent year, and he stunk in his career with the 49ers. That's why he's not getting signed. It's got nothing to do whether he's kneeling. If he was actually a decent quarterback, they'd be trying to hire him on every team that needs a quarterback.
Well, they're now drawing straws, the 32 owners, to try to figure out who's going to sign him to bring him to camp. But they also realize, well, when they bring him in, should they have to get rid of him, that'll be a big deal.
Of course.
They don't want all this. Look, this league has never, ever been this publicity conscious. I can never remember.
You're right.
It's just they don't want
it's all about
problems.
Image.
They don't want problems. And these guys are too stupid. Here, you've got people. You've got these players now who are making millions in this package. This millions of dollars in their signing bonus and their guaranteed monies and their long-term contracts and their shoe deals. They're making so much money at an early age, they should shut up and thank the Lord above for the blessing that has been bestowed upon them.
Amen.
This is just, to me, you know, I remember, you know, I hate to always say I remember when I was doing something, but in my memory has it that, you know, we would sit in training camp before the horn would blow for two-a-days, which they don't have anymore.
Wait a minute, the horn was blowing? What are you talking about?
The air horn.
Oh, yeah.
To commence practice.
I gotcha.
Commence the pugilism. That's what the horn was.
My Uncle Air invented that, by the way, called the air horn.
Yeah.
Okay, air horn. Go ahead. Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
Now it's just evolved into the windbag.
That's right.
Isn't that what it is?
That's right. So they'd blow the air horn.
So they'd blow the air horn to start practice. But up until then, you'd sit there and talk about. You'd say, you know, how old are you? How old are you, Dennis? I'm 31. Uh-huh. How much money did you make last year? I made $78,000. And you're 31. Well, it's good. It'll help you in your career and your life and everything. But what are you going to do when you get out of here? He says, I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'll go back on my ranch. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back to Virginia. So there'll be all kinds of conversations about the present, how much money you're making, the future, how much money, do I have another contract in me? Am I going to stick around till I'm 36, you know, to squeeze out that last contract, you know? And here these guys are coming out of college, falling out of bed, and they're getting guaranteed $50 million the moment they are drafted.
Wow.
And that right there is enough to say, you know what, I'll pay my taxes, I'll take my 30 $31 million, put it in the bank and go home and get married and raise a family and help my family out, you know. And so they have that at their fingertips. And to come out of the locker room in full uniform on game day and kneel down and say, I'm upset because the National Football League is not doing anything about the treatment of blacks, about how white cops are beating up blacks in America. And it's just ridiculous. So I'm going to set you up with a segue to Marco Rubio.
Yes, let's do that, because Marco Rubio comes out here now, and he says once again, he's breaking from President Trump. He's defending defending Colin Kaepernick's right to protest. He said, look, I support his right to stand for what he does. He says, I don't agree with what he did, but I support his right to do it. But if we're just talking football, there aren't 63 better quarterbacks in the world. So he says he's not sure if the NFL owners actually colluded against Kaepernick, but they got his case against the league. They didn't collude against him. He's a terrible quarterback. So I agree with Rubio. It's okay, he's got his right to do whatever he wants to do. But the owners, if they're paying you, the owners have to say, hey, come on now. We don't want you to embarrass our team. We don't want you to embarrass our organization. So you're going to stand and then go protest after you walk out of the locker room and you're on your own. That's what you got to do.
Look, again, another politician sticking his nose in someplace he doesn't know anything about. This issue with Colin Kaepernick is not about his right to do anything. It's about the timing of kneeling.
Correct.
During during his boss's game day. You can't just show up and say, I'm going to make you demand to listen to everything I have to say. The guy says, okay, fine, but not now. You can't do it during the game. That's the reason you don't have a job, you idiot.
That's exactly right. And we need your thoughts on this. So, again, Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can go ahead and email them. That's where you get the comments here. We'll read them on the air. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to you. Drink responsibly.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You know how 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness?
Yeah, what's with the 10th couple?
Maybe they've never known smart sleep.
Or maybe they've never felt comfort like this.
Well, they don't have a bed that adjusts on both sides to their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. They're Sleep Number 7.
We should help them.
Good thing we got great sleep. 10th couple, we got you!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, it's the last chance to find final clearance savings on the Queen C4 mattress, only $10.99. Save $500, our lowest price ever, and soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
If it's time to replace your vehicle's battery, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of our exclusive Do It Right rebate. For a limited time, purchase a SuperStart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of the show, Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend, the all-pro defensive end here in the Sports Lounge. And one other thought on this Rush Limbaugh thing. This con guy, this criminal, says he realized you can do anything you want to do if you just put your mind to it. And here's the deal. So one aspect, Marco Rubio supports Colin Kaepernick's right to go ahead and have his free expression. Okay, we get all that stuff. Oh, but not during the football game when you're being paid by somebody to represent the team and the organization. So here's the deal. What does Colin Kaepernick do afterwards to help better the plight of the black in America? What is he putting money? Is he getting his own organization together? If he really cared, he'd put the Colin Kaepernick organization together and he'd work off the field on doing that, just like J.J. Watt is giving money here and not asking us to talk about this, but giving money to those poor families that lost their children at the Santa Fe High School shooting and the people that lost things during Hurricane Harvey and the Sandy Hook shooting. There's a guy that we should be talking about all the time and nobody does. They're not talking about
J.J. Watt.
Well,
he's white, isn't he?
They're talking about Colin.
So there's no issue. There's no issue now if you're white. Everything is benign. So here's a black quarterback with an afro, and Whitey hates him because he speaks up and speaks his mind. We can't have him doing that. So the issue becomes his right to do something over the oppression of whites. That's the subtext of this whole thing. And believe me, you got a guy like J.J. Watt, you know, who's providing leadership and money and help for people. That's all people. I don't care who they are. That's all people.
All people. You're right about
Marco that. Rubio shows up here and grandstands.
Here's the thing. I think we're getting a little too politically correct and going overboard. Case in point. Not sports, but Starbucks. They had a problem. A couple of guys waiting in there, black Americans sitting in there, waiting for a meeting to start. And some overzealous person in Philadelphia said, well, you got to get out of here because you didn't buy anything. And they're waiting for other people to attend. They get arrested. It blows it all up. They should have done some things nice for these two people that they hassled. But instead, whether they did things nice for them or not, now they're going to have on May 29th this big gathering and try to make people sensitive. In the meantime, their big CEO said, we're going to let our restrooms be open to everybody. And before, if you go to a Starbucks, you got to get a key. We're going to let them be open to everyone. And now what has happened? Every homeless person, every bum is in there sitting
like
at the tables, going into the restroom, sitting out there. And now they've got to reverse their policy and say, wait a minute. What was that old thing we used to say? We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. And it's like they got a problem now because of one idiot CEO going over and above board, scared to death that they're going to be saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. It's like, just work, run your business.
Well, look. Did J.J. Watt kneel on the sideline?
No.
And force the Texans to give him money for his belief system?
No.
No, he didn't. Then why should we knuckle under to Colin Kaepernick.
I agree.
I don't understand what the argument is. And
these articles and the editorials in the USA Today. It's ridiculous.
This has just reached a critical point.
It's destroying the game. It's no longer a game. It's politics.
It's destroying the relationship.
Yep.
You can't we're going to force the National – and by the way, the National Football League met in New York with a bunch of owners – and some players, and put $90 million in the hat.
Wow.
For a foundation. And not one person. The NFL did not that. One person in the press. Nobody explained exactly what went on in the room. Nobody explained it. And nobody in the press asked the Players Association articulate what it is specifically that you want, because they don't know.
They don't know what they want.
Do not know.
They just want to be the grandstander to protest and say, I'm supporting all the bad
things.
Well,
they want to get down and kneel together and link arms.
It's part of the brainwashing of America, you know?
This is the stupefaction of everything. Everything has been politicized. That's why this show is pertinent. That's why this show resonates with people, is because we're talking about the stuff that should be talked about. And this stuff here with Marco Rubio sticking his nose into this stupid... He doesn't even get it right. This is what really pisses me off. He doesn't get it right. He doesn't articulate the issue. That's like a politician.
So he says, he told TMZ Sports that Colin Kaepernick should be on an NFL roster. Hey, what about me?
I should have a Corvette.
That's right. I should have a Corvette. I should be on an NFL roster. You know, come on, give me a break. You earn your spot on the roster, and you earn it by your qualities and your actions on how good you are, how well you perform, and your attitude for the team. If you're going to be a problem for the organization, why would you care about putting somebody like that on your team if you're going to sit there and have a problem? So I think that... I don't know. Let's get to something positive. This NFL helmet maker is partnering with the U.S. Army to help curb the soldiers' head injuries. Let me ask you this. You played. Are those helmets really good stuff?
They're terrible helmets. I played in an era where they were terrible plastic suspension helmets. They were crap. You could walk up to somebody, take your chin strap off,
yeah,
and hit somebody over the helmet with your chin strap,
yeah,
at the end of it.
Yep.
With the bolt,
yep,
snaps onto the side of your chin.
You could crack
the
helmet,
and you could get a concussion from it.
Really?
Well, you could. Any time you hit that side of your helmet with anything, your hand, your foot, you get kicked in the side of the head.
Yeah.
It's like putting your head in a bell. It concusses. That's what it does.
Well, this new NFL past
terrible
2 years, they got a new concussion-reducing technology. Maybe that's better. We'll have to bring one in here and check it out. Let you take a look at it.
You know the equipment man, Don, he told me one day?
Well, when we come back, we'll find out. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, we got emails for you here in our email segment. You can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. And he says, hello, Mr. Dreyer. I am writing to you to request assistance with the development of my book about veganism. I am only asking for an amount that would allow me to create my own website. Now, you're not into veganism, though, are you, Fred?
No, I'm not. You eat
alkaline foods, right? Non-acidic foods, right?
Well, I food groupings, and I watched the main thing is acid alkaline levels and your food groupings. Those are the most important things. Make sure you digest your food and drink lots of water. Irrigate yourself.
Holly says, Fred, my boyfriend and I have been binge-watching Hunter on Hulu. We both watched growing up, and 20 years later, we still love the show just as much. Just wanted to pass it along. By the way, how do you get two safeties in one game?
Practice, practice, practice.
And it was two different quarterbacks, right?
Yes.
And it's the same the team over there. They changed quarterbacks, and he tackled them both in the end zone. It's pretty good. Eleonora says, Dear Fred, I am so in love with you. When I was a little girl, I'm maybe 7 or 8. Hunter was on TV in Italy. I collected week after week a number of photos of you from TV, magazines, and newspapers. Now I'm a woman.
Ooh.
But I have never forgotten the sweet, innocent feelings I felt so long young for you. It's wonderful to be able to tell you right now in person. I hope your life is great. Bye-bye from Rome.
Everything is wonderful. God bless you for taking the time to write that little missive to me. That stuff really, really connects with me. Thank you.
Drew says, do you make any public appearances or conventions?
I do. Not right now, though.
We'll keep you posted. Just stay with us here. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. In the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We're talking about this NFL helmet, and Fred saying that they were terrible when he played. The creator of this innovative new football helmet that performed best in the NFL testing in the past 2 years is taking their concussion-reducing technology from the playing field to the battlefield to help curb soldiers' head injuries. But you were saying before the break there that one of the tell me about the guy, the equipment guy on the
Todd,
team.
Don Hewitt, the Rams equipment manager.
Okay.
Would take the brand new helmet,
yes,
all blue, and then put the yellow horns on it. That was his job. Put the yellow horns on it. Put the face mask. Put everything together.
Right.
And so I'm in there one day, and we got talking about these helmets, and I said, these things are crap. He says, let me tell you something. Did you know that technically, the certification of these helmets is null and void the moment you drop it on the ground?
Come on.
Nope.
So how come there's
you drop the helmet, boom. That right there is
a defective helmet.
Is a defective helmet. And if you go out and practice with a brand new helmet, which is the worst thing you could ever imagine.
Why?
Putting a brand new helmet on your head.
Oh, boy.
A suspension helmet. Not the airbag helmet. They went to those tri-pack air front, back, and top. Little cube foam pads,
right.
It was a weak attempt at trying to do something for somebody.
Yeah.
And then they had the air bubble helmet that Merlin Olsen used to wear. You put the air thing in the top of your head, and then you'd squeeze it, and the sides would fill up, and you would get the helmet at least would fit your head, the shape of your head.
Right.
But everybody else had these suspension helmets, you know. And, they had this cloth basket with a rubber donut in the middle.
Rubber donut in the middle of it, yeah.
And then the thing on here that would cut into your forehead, and it'd slide down over your eyebrows and break your nose like I did. I had my nose broken all these times because of the helmet.
Because of the helmet.
All this other stuff that would happen. But once you drop that thing, technically the helmet's no good.
So there's a lawsuit against the NFL.
Well, there's a huge lawsuit.
Of course.
There's a huge lawsuit if someone would have stopped to say, I want to ruin my career now because I'm claiming that the helmet is making me crazy.
So this company here, the VICIS, the maker of the 01 football helmet, is partnering with the U.S. Army to research ways to reduce head injuries in the military through a grant that was announced last week. It's a Seattle-based company. They're going to replace foam pads in existing Army and Marine Corps combat helmets with liner technology developed for the 01 football helmet. That's what the VICIS Vices CEO, co-founder Dave Marver said.
Great.
He said that today's combat helmets are designed primarily for ballistic protection and shielding from gunfire and shrapnel. But they showed in that 2013 research that 4 out of every 5 traumatic brain injuries in the military are caused by blunt impact in training and other non-deployed settings. Same thing as you're talking about, blunt impact, having your head inside of a bell.
Look, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah.
You know. PTSD, when you're in the war, you have to get treated for that stuff. You know, if you know what they call shell shocked.
Yes.
You know, my father told me that. He said when these big guns on these destroyers go off.
Yep.
And cruisers and aircraft carriers, everybody has to be below deck.
Really?
They have to be below deck.
Yeah.
You're not sitting up on top with a 10-inch gun, a 14-inch gun, you know, shooting from here to Hawaii. And these things, they could shoot Volkswagens 35 miles.
Oh.
That's how strong these things are. So you have to be below deck when you do it. So the concussion aspect is always there. It's always around you.
Fred Dreyer, check him out. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Final segment here. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hey, we had another email here. Chantel said, "Hi, Fred. My name is Chantel. I live in Brooklyn Park. I always enjoyed the series Hunter with the amazing Stephanie Kramer."
Oh, yes. She was so fun to work with. I used to look forward to coming to work every day and laughing
it
up.
You had a good time, didn't you?
Yeah, she's great.
Now, let's talk about baseball. We haven't talked about that on the show here today because Rich Hill is a pitcher for the Dodgers, and he's good when he's good, but he's been having these blisters. And he hopes to heal the blister on his left middle finger. He's tried a variety of remedies. He's been undergoing laser therapy on the rupture. He has chugged apple cider vinegar. He has urinated on his hand. He's even considering asking Major League Baseball to allow him to pitch with tape on his finger. But he only threw two pitches in his last start. How did he not know that he couldn't pitch until he got on that mound and threw two pitches?
Well, he's going to have someone other than himself urinate on his hand. I think that's the key. That's the key.
Maybe that could be a new fun night Puig. At Dodger Stadium. Urinate Puig. Out of Rich Hill's
Puig. Thing. Follow Puig around and stick your hand in his pants and let him urinate.
No, stop. Just
let him
just
let him
stop.
Urinate. Just a second. Let him urinate and then see if that happens. And if not, carry some urine with you.
At all
and
times.
Soak it. Soak it in the urine.
So anyway, it's the commissioner's office probably won't grant him his request to tape his finger, but this is really something. He's going to be going to have four weeks off until he can return.
They let these guys take steroids. Then why can't a guy put tape on his finger?
And I did not know peeing on your finger was a remedy for blisters.
That's really BS.
That is.
I think it's funny. But there's absolutely no way that that's viable. And if you want to put, skin toughener.
Yeah, he should use that skin toughener.
Put a little skin toughener on that.
We'll get him over to see Dr. Sheps. I'm sure that can take care of it.
You should see
Sheps. All right, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Don't forget your website, freddreyer.co, your movie, Highway 395.
Yes, it's there waiting.
Final thoughts from you for the show for our friends this week?
Well, go to freddreyer.co, see the tape, see the trailer, and then buy the movie, and then we will hopefully see you next time.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.